hi there, and welcome to the Friday edition of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. This is your show where we come together as the lay faithful and we learn and grow together with the topics that we unpack the Take Two way. Okay, so here's what we're going to do today. I'm going to ask the question. I need you to think about it for just a minute or two, and then I need you to really and truly be honest. So I'm going to set the stage here, set the table here so that you can enter in. Please, we are a live call-in show. Everybody's welcome to call in. You don't have to be Catholic. If you hear the sound of my voice, you are part of the Take Two family. So come on in. We're very friendly, and make your phone call. So let me share what's going on today for this Friday edition. First of all, those of you who have been traveling with us on Take Two for many years, you'll know that when I wear my bling game hat, that means I'm usually in pledge drive mode. So this is the final day, final hours for one of our affiliates, AM 1260 The Rock in Cleveland, Ohio. It is their final day for their three-day pledge drive. This is pledge drive season. We've got another pledge drives coming up next week. Some are finishing this week. Some did theirs a couple weeks ago. And so when your local listening area comes to you and says, please give generously because we are listener-supported Catholic radio, please do so. Step up and remember Catholic radio. We want it to thrive into the future, not just survive. And please remember EWTN as well. Okay, so I've got my game hat on. I'm ready to go. I'm a little bit hyped up because I'm not in pledge drive mode, but I got to tell you, this topic really gets me thinking. And when I was co-hosting with Father Doug Brown from Cleveland, Ohio, and he's a friend of Take Two's, right? I asked him, people get excited. Our Take Two family, everybody gets excited ahead of time on what our topics are. So this is our question for today in the topic. When you see a homeless person, what is your first thought? When you see a homeless person, what is your first thought? And when I was talking about this with Father Doug Brown from Cleveland, the first thing out of his mouth was, I hope people are really honest. And that is true. I hope you're really honest. Okay, if you don't want to give us your first name, no problem. Give us a confirmation name, a middle name. It doesn't matter if you want to keep it private. But I really do need your very true, real, brutal, honest thoughts on this topic so we can really learn and grow together and discuss things and see if we can come away from this brief hour together a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God. So you can't get started with your weekend yet, guys. Please, I need you to weigh in on this. And if you don't have time to call in, Matt's on the phones right now. He can answer the call very quickly, and he's ready to answer your call about this. So when you see a homeless person, what is your first thought? And then what is your second thought and your third thought? I want to know the details. Do you feel like you need to focus on how you can help them? Do you have empathy? Do you, roll down the window and give them $5? Do you jump out of the car and talk to them? What is your first thought? And then what do you do after that? What is your first action? What is your first, you see where I'm going with this. I want the details of how you unpack this when you see a homeless person. Okay, it's very important we discuss this as Catholic Christians. The number to dial is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And during pledge drives and other times during the year, you'll also see me wear the St. Vincent de Paul ball cap. I do that on purpose to remind everyone that St. Vincent de Paul is in our communities and really trying hard to help those who are less fortunate and those that are in need right away. And they do a phenomenal job. I love St. Vincent de Paul. Okay, look at the phone lines. You guys got a lot of feelings on this because we got full phone lines plus. You just blew up the phone lines in 5 minutes. That is amazing. Okay, 833-288-EW. WTN 833-288-3986. If you don't have time to call in or you can't get in, we have unscripted next week, so you could always revisit this topic, but you could always text us. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response, then you text us your first name and your first thoughts about when you see a homeless person. Be honest. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be totally honest with you guys. So maybe your feelings are going to change about me after this show. I don't know, but I'm going to be totally honest. Message and data rates may apply for the texting. You can also email us if it's a longer story. Maybe you've had an encounter or maybe you were homeless yourself. take2@ewtn.com. And by the way, just to be very sensitive about this topic, we happen to have a lot of folks who are Take Two family members that listen in their car because they're living out of their car. They're living in their car. Okay. You need to know that. So we've got Take Two family members who are homeless right now that are listening to Take Two. I know because they've contacted us. So let's be really careful, but really honest about what we are sharing and see if we can come away completely, you know, with a different mindset, a different outlook. Again, we have Matt Gubinsky on the phones doing a great job. He's going as quick as he possibly can. We've got Michael McCall on the controls because he is our incredible producer. And we've got Pedro on social media, and I'm waving to everybody. Love you guys very, very much. The chats are going strong. Don't forget to do the thumbs up, like the thumbs up there on the chats, or tell your friends or pass the video on to friends. We're trying to increase the Take Two family always because we're trying to reach more souls, right? More souls. Okay, so I was just going to get to the calls, but it was just put on hold. So I think Matt's talking to them right now. That's okay. We're going to hit the pause button anyway. So when we come back, we'll go to the full phone lines, and that's exciting. And, also I wanted to give you a heads up tomorrow, cause everybody asked me what's going on with the spirit world tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. Adam and I, it's a Halloween open forum. Okay, so you can ask anything about Halloween. We can talk about it. It's an open forum. That's the spirit world tomorrow, Saturday, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern, heard right here on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Okay, the question today is, when you see a homeless person, what is your first thought? I'm stressing that because it's very important. Because you can talk to somebody in the car if you see a homeless person and you can start to process things. I want to know the first cartoon bubble. You know how they do that? And you see the bubble over somebody's head. Okay, what is your first thought? What's going on in your mind, in your heart, when you see a homeless person? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. When I come back, I'm going right to the phones and I'll share my thoughts as well. Stay with us. The Take Two family has really responded. This really, you've given this thought, and you are weighing in on when you see a homeless person, what is your first thought? Excuse me, I almost got the hiccups there. And you know, this is a very deep subject because let's face it, we are seeing the homeless population rise. We're seeing people on the streets more at all hours of the night and day. We see them with their children with them, their babies, their pets. I mean, there's a lot we've got to deal with now and to witness and see. And how do we react? How do we respond? Michael and I were just talking, my producer, Michael, we were just talking off air about, you know, how do we really feel? And there's a whole range of emotions, you know, right? And we're going to get into it. I'm going to unpack it, but I want to hear what you have to say. And I'm going to get to Jane first in San Antonio, Texas, who's going to lead us in the discussion. But before I do that, hold on, Jane, don't go anywhere. Father Leonard Mary of the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word. Guess what? Father Leonard Mary, it's his birthday. Would you please wish him a happy birthday this week? Thank him. Just celebrate with him. Wish him a happy birthday. If you know how to get in touch with him, if you know him, if you see him, if you're maybe in some correspondence on social media or something of that nature, Father Leonard Mary from the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word, happy birthday from the Take Two family. Okay, that is, I wanted to do that shout out. Becky on YouTube says, good morning. I feel sad. And see, Michael and I talked about this. My producer, we both feel sad when we see homeless folks. Becky says, I feel sad for them and wonder what happened to him or her to be in that situation. So do we. 9 out of 10 times when I have given cash, I give them money. God knows their hearts, good or bad. See, Becky, that Michael and I were sharing the same thing. It breaks our hearts to see, because a lot of people have brain health issues, or they've been tossed into the streets for some reason because of some circumstance. And it does really hit our hearts, especially as Christians. And it should. It really should. Becky, I'm waving to you on YouTube. Thank you. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up and do a thumbs up. Okay, Jane in San Antonio, Texas, you are going to lead the discussion. You're coming in from listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Jane. Welcome.
Hi. What an honor to meet you. What a great topic. I want to start by saying, I use it, there by the grace of God go I.
That's what I say. Okay, go ahead.
I've been blessed to have, two marriages, and my first husband died, of course. That was very hard. Two little babies, and that God served me up my beautiful husband, who I'm going to make this point. I hope that I can reach out to all areas of people financially. One day I'm top of the world. My husband's a full-board colonel, 20 years older than me, but he looked better than I did on any day. My daughter goes out to do a mission trip in Las Cruces, New Mexico. We're at the church. They come back. The whole bus had COVID. This is in 2021. And within 2 weeks, my husband was dead, and we both were violently ill. My daughter pulled through, praise God. And my husband and I, he died in Banffy. And I survived. And I got to go home. He was my children, and I was on, air support, an oxygen tank, on Eliquis. I had a blood clot in my right lung, and, the more you make, the more you spend. And a big, huge, beautiful house, and I'm like, I'm going to lose this house. My husband's gone, and I wasn't working, and I was so blessed, stay-at-home mom. And, it's all relative. And it's like, I look at these poor people, and I was telling the gentleman I talked to this morning, I said, I've been in those situations where it's like, oh my God, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I'm going to lose my house. Where am I going to put my kids? I can't work. I'm still sick. I'm grieving my husband of 20 years. He was a full-bird colonel, fighter pilot, 3 tours to Vietnam, amazing. And, nobody knows. And who knows? I mean, it got so bad. I'm like, where am I going to put my kid? What am I going to do? And so God blessed me. God saved me and my children. And there was a mix-up in the survivor benefit program. So I went for almost 2 years with nothing and lived off, and the more you make, the more you spend. My husband wanted to have an airplane and do all that, and he should have, and that was great, and we did fly-ins and fundraisers, but all of a sudden, we didn't have a nest egg, because we were always giving, and that's okay, but I was really saddened a couple years back, about 2 years after my husband had died, and I was just getting my survivor benefits to kick in, but they weren't there yet, and I saw this poor man, and I felt so sorry for him, and I didn't have any money. I didn't have any money, and I just wanted to give him some money, but I thought, I'm going to go back, and if he's there tomorrow, I'm going to give him, $10 if I have it. And I went. Unfortunately, he wasn't there, but I found myself, going that same route, and I finally found him, and I gave him $10. And I don't know if I did that to make myself feel better. It made me feel like I'm trying, but to see the look on his face. And, sometimes you wonder, why are these people here? Are they doing drugs? Are they down and out or whatever? And then I thought, it's probably somewhere, who knows where in their path in life, some kind of extreme trauma. And how can we even know that? But the point is, if you have it and you can help, I'm not saying you have to do it every day or make it your mission, but it's like, that was my path. That was my walk. And I finally had $10 cash in my purse that, instead of buying lipstick or makeup, I was like, I need to give this to this person. Right. And so the point is, you don't know. And sometimes you get mad because you're working, you're saving your money, and you're like, wow, why? And then you have to put it in perspective. And it's like they are human souls made from
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
And they are standing on a street corner
mm-hmm.
asking, please help me. And so I think we have to look at it like that, you know? And being homeless is it's so frightening. It's one of the most frightening things in the world. And when you have children, especially, like, how am I going to keep the rain from falling on my babies? You know, what am I going to do? So I think it's a real issue, and I applaud you guys. I'm not Catholic, per se, but I appreciate the Spirit. I appreciate God, Father God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And I just feel like if we pull together, like, I pray every day. I pray my private prayers, you know, for my deceased husband, for my children, for, you know, blah, 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 if I have a grandchild. And, but I pray for the world. And I pray for peace. And I pray, you know, to stop world hunger. Like, there's got to be a way we can do that. So, on all those notes, I'm sorry, I don't mean to go on and on. But
no,
it really
no.
touched me.
Yeah, yeah. So, was this your first time calling, Jane?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's weird. It was like a God thing. I usually have it on a different station,
mm-hmm.
and I guess something got bumped, but you guys were on, and you were speaking, and you just grabbed my heart, and I thought,
aww.
You know, I don't
Thank
normally
you.
Call in, but I think this is a really, really great question, and I think
Thank
people
you.
Should think about it, you know, and in any
mm-hmm.
way, shape, or form, even if it's $5 a month to an organization
mm-hmm.
that will help people get into a shelter at least.
Yes.
Or some
yes.
kind of home with the organization. I think mm-hmm. that's so beautiful. And I'm going to share this. And
Thank
I
you.
Know it's private. And my fiance might get really upset. But, mm-hmm. you know, he has two brothers that are amazingly intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. But they've been through trauma in their life. And, you know, we try to find them. And occasionally they'll come by the house and we'll give them food and shelter. And then they bolt. And I think it's because they feel guilty or ashamed or something. So I just want to say that's not necessary.
Right.
You know, what it says is in the Bible. I mean, remember how Jesus said, keep your house clean. Keep at least some kind of food so that if someone comes to your door, you can feed them.
Amen.
And that always hit me. Mm-hmm. And I never thought, I mean, I had a very charmed childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I got my beautiful college degree in radio, television, and film, and photography, and, you know, always worked, always had, you know, this great life, go, 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 hard. And then, you know, I was blessed. My first husband, you know, we went on tour. He was amazing. We had this great musical life.
Right.
And then he died. And then I went through hard times, and I had two little babies. And then I met my husband 20 years. And I had two more babies.
Wow.
And I lived a beautiful, charmed life. And then, you know, the more you make, the more you spend.
Right.
He was a retired fighter pilot.
Right. Well, Jane, let me just stop you for 1 second, because you said you gave us a full snapshot of what you have been through, and we just want to say thank you for being a first time caller. We do believe that it is the Holy Spirit that prompted you to call in, and Jane, I hope you continue to listen to Take Two. We do topics like this every weekday at this same time, and you can hear it right on the Guadalupe Radio Network where you're listening right now. But Jane, thank you so much for being so honest from the heart of what you've been through. I put you and your whole family in our prayer book and for all the losses that you experienced, but it really did give you a new angle, a new viewpoint towards life and the people in it, right? And you started this phone call where you said, there but for the grace of God go I. And that's exactly what I have down on the piece of paper, what I was going to add in, because that's exactly my first thought, is that, you know, at any moment, at any any time we could be placed in that same situation. And how would we want to be viewed? How would we want to be accepted and valued and understood? And I just love your heart. And I think that everything you shared to start this conversation was incredibly brilliant, because it's going to get us to think deeper. And this is a topics we should be having, conversations about, because it's a reality. It's all around us now. And so I just want to thank you so very much. Any quick final comments? We actually have, like, the phone lines have blown up, Jane, so we are packed with calls. But I want to give you, since you're a first-time caller and you're new member of the family here at Take Two, I wanted to give you the final thought.
Well, thank you so much. I guess I'm saying, thank you and to the station for posing really important questions that we tend to take for granted in our busy life. Because everything, you're always too busy, gotta get out, gotta make dinner, gotta get. But it's really amazing that you guys give questions to ponder, to make us think, and I think it's really important. And the next thing is, when you ponder and think, the next thing, even if it's $5 to give,
yeah,
if you have to give, because it makes a difference.
Well, Jane, you said you weren't Catholic, but you are part of the Take Two family. So I hope you stay with us and stick with us and continue to listen on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Okay.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
And I hope
many more people call in and just give, even at, like I said, $5,
Okay. Okay. Well, keep listening. You'll hear these calls coming up right after you. Thank you, Jane, from San Antonio, Texas. Great call to start us off. We are now going to move to the great state of Florida on Sirius XM 130. That's the way Diana is listening. Diana, please, welcome to Take Two.
Hello, Debbie.
Hello.
So I'm Diana. I'm here in Orlando. So the first thing that comes to mind, and when I was telling Matt this, I almost started crying.
It's okay, Diana. I feel the same way. I had the hardest time preparing for this topic. So, yes, you take your time.
I think, God, please forgive me. I don't know if this is you. This could be you. But I pass by a lot of people because I'm scared. I have given money to people if I don't feel threatened, like if it's a lady or something, alone, and I'm in a red light, I'll give money like that. Or there was this guy, it was a hot Florida summer, and you can tell he's laying down on the sidewalk. So I went, got some food and water, and this is so humbling. I set it there and I gave it to him. And he has some wadded dollars in his hand, and he threw them at me. He said, take it. You have to take it. And I said, no, that's yours. I did this for you. Anyways.
Wow.
I always, like I said, I always say, God, please forgive me if this is you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
mm-hmm.
I just had to share.
Well, I want to put your mind at ease on this, Diana, because believe it or not, I've had the same feelings, like when I pass, because I'm on the freeway or I'm getting off on one of the off ramps and a homeless person is right there and I pass them by and we make eye contact, and I feel this overwhelming sense of guilt comes over me, and I'm just so, I feel, I almost want to pull over and jump out of the car. But then, like you said, there's could be fear that sets in, or I'm not unsure what I'm going to be entering into. And Diane, I had a wonderful priest one day say to me, because I brought this up to him, and I said, Father, how do I reconcile this? How do I deal with this? And he said, Deb, if you cannot do something for whatever reason, fear, or you just don't, even if you don't have the time, you can't do it, or it's not the right situation, immediately just say a prayer for them, because that prayer is so much more powerful than any money can bring. And as soon as Father said that to me, I felt this overwhelming sense of just peace and calm in my spirit, because I didn't feel that horrible sense of, in whatever you want to call it, Christian guilt, Catholic guilt, but it's overwhelming, because if you do have a heart and you do see another person on the street corner, it breaks your heart. Diana, hold on. Don't go anywhere. There goes that other break we have to take. We can't move it. So when we come back, more with Diana from Florida, and then we'll get to Judy from Washington and the others in the order that they came in. But keep calling 833-288-3986. We're talking about first thoughts when you see homeless folks. Okay, we've got full phone lines here, plus on take two, so I'm going to try to move quickly, but I want to get back to Diana in a moment. Diana, hang on, don't go anywhere. I said this was pledge drive season, and it is. So one of our great EWTN radio partners needs to hear from you next week. And by the way, I am co-hosting that pledge drive as well, Catholic Spirit Radio, with 12 stations serving Central and Northern Illinois, plus Whitewater, Wisconsin. It kicks off their fall fun appeal on Wednesday. And guess what the theme is, which I love? Miracles. So please support your Catholic radio station. They're focusing on Adam Bly's book, The Catholic Guide to Miracles and Other Miracles. It's going to be fantastic. That's next week. Okay, so Diana in Florida, I so agree with you on all your thoughts and the feelings that you have. I hope that what I shared, what my priest friends shared with me, brings you some comfort and peace today.
Oh, yes, yeah. I know. I just have that in the back of my mind. So I do pray when I see a homeless person, and when I can, I'll give something if I feel I don't feel threatened. Like if there's little kids around or something like that, you know.
Right, right. Well, you do have to be safe. I mean, there's no doubt about it, because there's a lot that have brain health issues, right? And we know that.
Right.
And so you do have to be careful. So it's not like you don't want to give. It's because you got to make sure you survey the environment to make sure it's safe enough to give. But Diana, here's something that I do now that I've kind of brought it up another notch. I stop and I say a prayer for them, but I ask my guardian angel to go to their guardian angel to illuminate their mind and help them get out of the situation they're in, being homeless on the street. So I don't know if you want to join me in that, but I go to the guardian angel.
Very good idea.
There you go, Diana. See, we can do this together as we have these conversations. So, Diana, thank you so much for weighing in on this. We appreciate it. God bless you and have a beautiful rest of your day in sunny Florida. Okay. I shared with Becky on YouTube and now VL on YouTube. I'm waving to you. Thanks for being a great chat member there. I always wonder how they ended up homeless. So do I. I've always wondered that. Then I pray and consider how to help, but realize money could be used for things that aren't so good. That's true. I mean, the addiction rates for homeless is very high, mental illness high. I mean, it's the drugs, all sorts of things. And you're absolutely spot on. And so it's very, very, unfortunate and sad and tragic. So that's why I love St. Vincent de Paul and other organizations that are going out there on the streets, trying to help people, get the medical needs and being able to just get off the street and get some food and shelter and things of that nature. So I try to also point as many people as I can to helping St. Vincent de Paul, plus point the homeless to St. Vincent de Paul. So it's a constant thing that we've got to do, because some people, like, they feel embarrassed to go there. They don't want to go there. Some people, unfortunately, they like to live on the streets. I don't know why, but they really do. So they keep going back onto the streets. So there's so many angles and aspects of this that we could probably spend 10 hours talking about, but I totally agree with you on the chat for the social media streams. It sounds like you guys got the conversations going. Let's hear what Judy has to say in Olympia, Washington on the EWTN app. Hi, Judy. Welcome. Hey, Judy, are you with us?
Oh, hello. Yes. It got real quiet. Hi. I'm in Olympia, Washington, and what I have done is when I first see them or I go by one of the encampments, I just pray oh my gosh, I'm so nervous.
No, don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. So you say a couple prayers. Do you pray the St. Michael prayer? Do you pray the, what do you pray?
Divine Mercy prayer.
Divine Mercy. Okay, beautiful. I know I've heard every prayer that people say, you know, that a lot say an Our Father, Hail Mary, and a Glory Be. That's beautiful. Some say the St. Michael prayer. Some say the Memorare. Some do Divine Mercy, and that's what you do, which is so beautiful. So tell us, what made you start doing that?
Well, for many years, I've been involved with the homeless in Olympia, and I just adore them, everybody said, it just breaks your heart. And I've seen the negative and the positive of helping them. The one thing that what I'm doing now is I volunteer at our clothing bank, and the street St. Vincent de Paul, and they come in and they have to sign in. And then they go shopping, and everything's free, of course. But what I really believe is important, that when they sign in, that I look them in the eye with respect and love, I hope, and say their name. Mm. I just feel it's so important to say their name. And I'm very lucky to have a decent memory for people that come back. Mm-hmm. So it's the littlest thing. Everybody can do something. Mm-hmm. And like I said, if it's just say a prayer, it is hard to give them money. I have been in dangerous places over the years, and I started to become afraid. And one day I was going to work, and there was a young man and woman and their dog sleeping in the alcove of our building where I work. And I got afraid. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't believe how afraid I was. And then all of a sudden it came to me that I used Mother Teresa and saw them as Jesus. And all of a sudden, all I could see is Jesus. And the fear was gone. And I went up to them politely and said they would have to leave before my boss came. And I got them a cup of coffee. And they left. And it was just wonderful. So now that's my first, one of my first thoughts is there to see Jesus in them. And thanks to Mother Teresa.
Mm-hmm. Well, Judy, I want to share something with you. There's no accident with God. And when we do these episodes of Take Two, so first I want to say to you, thank you so much for your beautiful, generous, and just glorious heart that you have, and giving these people dignity by calling them by name, by looking at them in their eyes. I mean, boy, oh boy, Judy, you are spot on. And the Mother Teresa way, yep, you nailed it again. I want to add a confirmation to what you just said. This morning on the pledge drive that I was on in Cleveland, Ohio, we had an amazing Bishop Robert Pipta, and he is from the Eastern Orthodox Byzantine Rite. So Bishop Pipta was talking about Saint John Chrysostom, and this wonderful saint said, "If you don't see Christ in people, you can't see Christ in the chalice. If you don't see Christ in people, you can't see Christ in the chalice." Wow! So what you did, Judy, is you opened up this huge spiritual eyes of yours to see Christ in others, like Mother Teresa did, and like St. John Chrysostom did, as is sharing with. This is what the bishop was sharing with us. And it's so important we put on those spiritual eyes so that we can embrace Christ even more when we receive him in the Eucharist. And now I'm going to cry. You said you're nervous. Now I'm emotional. But Judy...
Well, I also have to tell you, this is the first time I'm calling. And it's
really?
Also the first time I've heard your show.
Oh, thank you.
I just had to leave work. I'm 76 years old, and I'm tired.
Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart. Well, Judy, I put you in. Okay, I put you in the book right underneath Jane, our newest family member. Now you are. So Jane and Judy, I love this. It's the day of Jays today. I love it. And it's, you're a first-time caller, so you got to stay in touch with us. You're just a beautiful soul, and we love you.
I will have you on every morning now that I know you're there.
Great. Thank you, Judy. And we're going to pray that the good Lord gives you a ton more energy. Okay. You got to keep going.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. Oh, what an amazing call. She was calling in from Olympia, Washington. Madeline is up next in South Carolina on Sirius XM 130. Madeline, thanks so much for waiting and welcome.
Thank you so much. I just have to tell you, this is such a hot topic. My experience is interesting. My son lives in San Diego, and I live on the coast in South Carolina in a very heavily tourist area. So I've been to San Diego. The homeless situation there is off the chain. It is, they are on the streets, unlike anything. They're on the streets, in every part of the streets, and there is behaviors and a lot of negativeness associated with that. And so I was telling Matt, I said, my experience is in regard to my impression is that it's different in different places. So in San Diego, and part of it is my son who lives there, when you've been having to live with it in that intensity, you become resentful. So my son's attitude is very negative, and he'll make comments and whatnot. And for me, that's not my initial reaction. Here where I live, it's grown in the last couple of years. We have a handful or whatever. They mostly are at entrances and exits to shopping centers, and they stay where you pull out and they're you know, panhandling for money there and whatnot. And so I feel compassion. I often wonder the same thing as your previous callers. How did this happen? I know somebody who knew some homeless people who work. We have outreach here, which is wonderful, our community. Each church every night offers dinner, and there's an outreach. So every night of the week, the homeless community can go to a different church for dinner.
Wow.
And so people that I know that work with the outreach have told me stories about, a lot of them have money. Like, so there is mental illness associated very often. So you have to have compassion. But in San Diego, where it's this, there are the behaviors that are associated with that, still need to have compassion. But I guess if you live there and you're constantly exposed to it, you do become a little bit resentful and have more negative attitude toward it. Where I live in South Carolina, our previous pastor did a homily. So what was happening is, after masses on Sunday, there was a contingency of homeless people in the exits or standing outside the church or by the exits of the parking lot, panhandling for money. And he did a homily, and he said, please absolutely do not give them money, because you're just going to encourage them to continue to do this. And I had mixed feelings. Honestly, I had mixed feelings about that. I was kind of surprised that our pastor was having that attitude. There are other options. If you can provide food or gift cards to fast food restaurants. I've been in a situation outside of a supermarket where a homeless man asked me for money, and I said, well, I won't give you money, but tell me what you want, and I'll shop for you. And he gave me a list, and I went and shopped for him. And so I wonder if we adding to this discussion, if your callers wouldn't mind answering, what do you give money, or should you not give money, or how do you know whether to give money? It's such a quandary, because you don't want to feed their addiction and continue to encourage. I don't know. So those are my experiences.
Right. Okay. So let me share real quickly. You don't have to do what I do, but I've heard this, and we've done this topic before in the past. Depending on the situation, if I don't feel that sense of fear, you know, that kind of thing, I will give a little bit of money. Okay. I have given, you know, food. I have given them cards to get food. I have given them cards, the St. Vincent de Paul cards, where it tells them where to get the nearest bus, you know, the bus ride to the shelter, you know, to the soup kitchen, to get food and shelter. So I have done all of the above, and I have walked past them many times and driven past them because of situations. And I have been in a bit of fear because of so many of of the homeless together, and you can tell that you can just tell that there is some, there's a few that have some brain health issues. So I've done all of the above, but I will tell you, I think the consensus is that, you know, when we're trying to help from the heart, there's nothing wrong with that. Even though we know it could possibly go to something that is a negative, we don't know. So we don't know the outcome of it, but that's true with anything. When you think about it, when you're really giving from the heart and with no expectations, no outcome to it, you're really just giving because it is quote unquote the right thing to do right at that time. It still has beautiful merit to it because it shows that that work of mercy and that kindness. There are a lot of people that say, no way, do not give a single dime, but do something else, then do something else. But I go back to this, Madeline. I'll tell you this. I really think we need more prayer for those that are on the streets, more prayer for the homeless that don't have anywhere to feel safe and lay their head and feel the comfort and the sanctuary and the safety of a home. I really think we need more prayer. And I believe that if we pray and we ask the guardian angels to step in, remember, the guardian angels are ministering to us here on earth. There's guardian angels that are ministering to us personally, each and every homeless person has a guardian angel, and they minister to the environment, the city, the town, the parishes. So we've got layer upon layer upon layer of angels helping us. We need to ask the angels to step in and really help this forgotten group they're misunderstood. We don't know really what to do, right? Because not everybody fits into the same category. And so there's my long answer to your short question. What do you say, Madeline, before we get to Christine?
I love it. I love it. I will continue to do the same just as you. Not that I necessarily pick and choose, but however the opportunity presents itself, and maybe the Holy Spirit has something to do with that, probably does. I'll just do as the Spirit moves me at that time. But the prayer thing is the most important thing. I love the idea of from praying from guardian angels to guardian angels. I do that for my children and other people as well. I never thought to do that for the homeless. But yes, we absolutely, they're the most in need. So I love it, Debbie.
Thank you. Stay in touch with us. Thank you so much from the great state of South Carolina. So beautiful. Okay, thank you. Christine, I'm going to get to you next. I just wanted to share about a Vatican Insider. It's Saturday, 5 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So you can catch Vatican Insider on EWTN Radio. Joan Lewis speaks with Vatican officials and visitors about events affecting the church and the world. It's direct from the Eternal City. So it's just a great, great show, Vatican Insider. Catch it on Saturdays. Okay, we're going to get to Christine outside Philadelphia on Holy Spirit Catholic Radio. Hi, Christine. Welcome.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. You go right ahead.
I actually have encountered two homeless people. The one that I encountered down in our church, basement, is anyhow, that was quite a while ago, and she actually had a relative to go to. She shouldn't have been homeless, but she wanted to be homeless, like you said, you know, some homeless people, you know, want to be homeless. And we encountered another younger homeless person, and she had psychiatric problems that are Saint Vincent de Paul, of which I used to be with, said that her brother died of a drug overdose. And, you know, she, you know, her mind just, I guess, collapsed, you know, because of that. She'd be taken in by a couple of parish members on and off. And this was quite a while ago, and then she appeared you know, in our parish like a couple years ago. And she, you know, she said a so-and-so, you know, the people who took her in, are they, you know, still around? And I said, oh, no, you know, no, they've gone to the Lord. And then she asked me if the rooming house was still in existence, and I said, I don't know if it's a rooming house anymore. And all I could do, all I thought to do was direct her to the rectory, our church rectory, and, you know, hopefully they would hook her up with the St. Vincent de Paul.
That's beautiful. So, but see, Christine, what you're sharing is I think so important. Everybody has a different circumstances. There's different details to their life of why they are homeless, why they stay homeless. But like you said, you know, you're at least extending, you know, your time to be with them, to hear the details, and you're pointing them in giving them resources and pointing them in the right direction. I mean, that's a work of mercy, and that is beautiful. And I love that you feel so comfortable doing that. And when you encounter the homeless, instead of running, not you, but instead of people running away from them, if the opportunity and you do feel safe enough and the Holy Spirit prompts you, maybe they do need that encounter. Like you are exchanging with them, Christine. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that you weighed in on this and shared, because very important. And I'm going to just move on only because we're going to run out of time. Jennifer on YouTube, I'm waving to you, Jennifer. It makes me sad too. I try to give them food and water if I have it. I've been wanting to make kits for them with socks. A little care package there. Socks, water, food, etc. I agree with you, Jennifer. That's the other thing. I have a friend that keeps those little packages. She puts them in a sandwich bag and she has all sorts of things in it that they can just get them by for the day, like a toothbrush, things like that. And then she also has the St. Vincent de Paul and the bus passes and everything to get there. It's very interesting. I like your direction, Jennifer. That is really clever and creative. Okay, Carrie in Rye, New York. Carrie, you're going to be our final caller today on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Carrie. Welcome.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing well. Having topics like this, it really gets to your heart. But, you know, we just all have to be appreciative and grateful where we're at today, you know, because at any moment, like some of us are one paycheck away from being in the same position. But anyway, that's a whole nother topic. Hi, Carrie. Go ahead.
Hi. I felt on my heart to share a special story I had when I was a teenager, so this is many, many years ago. But I grew up in Baltimore, Maryland. I have three siblings, and my mom and dad, we were very active in our Catholic church, and we would, as a family, go work in a soup kitchen in inner city Baltimore together. And as we were leaving the soup kitchen, we were going to go just a diner around the block to grab food, grab lunch, and we passed by a homeless man who was asking my dad for some spare change, and my dad kept walking, and I immediately turned to him, and I got upset and said, well, why are you walking by this homeless person and not giving him any change? We just spent the morning at the soup kitchen. He said, you're right, Carrie. And he turned around and he invited the homeless man to share a meal with us at the diner. And he, my father had me sit right next to him. And I can't tell you what profound impact that has had on my entire life. You know, it works with charity and volunteering, and it just was a really eye-opening experience. I think my dad said he felt at the time he wasn't sure where the money was going, and if, you know, he needed food, he needed a meal, and we sat with him as a family, and it's funny, I just got in my car, and the topic was on, and I felt compelled in my heart to call in and just share that.
I'm glad you did. I'm so glad. Is your dad still with us, Carrie?
He is. Yes.
Can you give us his first name? I want to put him in the prayer book. What a beautiful father you have.
Oh. Yes. His first name is Chris.
Chris, I love it. Yeah, he took you and as his daughter to serve in the food kitchen and then to have this incredible soul-to-soul encounter by your dad inviting this man for a meal, right? It was a gentleman, correct?
It was. Yeah.
Yeah. And look how it had the impact on you for so long. And it's incredible. But that's the works of mercy. That's it. That's what it does to us. That's what it does to the people that receive it. And that's what it does for everybody who's watching it around us. It's this beautiful elevation of souls coming together and just experiencing things that are really divine when you think of it. They're very wonderful encounters. Carrie, thank you so much for gracing this conversation today. We so appreciate it. And along with all the other callers, we had Isabel in Maryland and we had Nicole in Delaware and others. You didn't get on today. You dropped off. But you know what? You can always call back on Unscripted next week and revisit this topic because obviously it was a phenomenal one thanks to the Take Two family and our brand new callers today. We're growing the family, guys. Thanks to the show team, Matt, Michael, and Pedro. Thanks to all the affiliates that carry the show. The feast day today is St. Anthony Mary Claret, oh, great saint. We're going to lighten it up a bit. On Monday, guess what? The very, very, very popular show, Give Us Your Best Clean Joke. Yes, that's right. That's on Monday. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed weekend. We'll see you real soon.